It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
8:16, it's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumm, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, the Monmouth Area Chamber of Commerce has a brand new executive director, about 3 weeks on the job now. He's well-seasoned at this point. And he joins us here this morning, David Wise. David, good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning. Thank you for having me here today.
Well, thanks for coming in, and welcome to the area. I know you're from not too far away, so you're familiar with things happening here. But let's talk a little bit about your background first. You're a native of the Illinois side of the Quad Cities, and my goodness, you've done a lot of things that whether it has to do with economic development, regional planning. Talk a little bit about your background and things you've done prior to this.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so my time as a developer only, and I was a Main Street commissioner, and I was appointed to another board overseeing the downtown reconstruction of Fifth Avenue. And then when I relocated to Colorado after the recession, I transferred into the University of Colorado, Denver, and doing a historic preservation master's program. And as part of that, exposed me to public administration and urban and regional planning. And so then I decided to add those two components onto my education roster. And so I've been working steadily through that. And I'm in my last class for my third master's in public administration. And so I've done a lot of sustainable tourism projects. I did one in Turkey, one in Breckenridge in Colorado. And just a lot of nonprofit work as part of my planning and that. So just a nice, wide, diverse background. And I've specialized in rural communities where there's a need for, professionals and where cities maybe cannot afford to have a planner or a preservation officer on staff and that. So
you hear that, Tyler? Third master's.
That's it?
I'm still working on the first bachelor's. I might be still working on the first GED. I'm not sure. David Wise is the new executive director of the Monmouth Area Chamber of Commerce, joining us here this morning. So, yeah, very obviously a very diverse background. And how about that, your interest in rural areas? Where did that come from?
That came from living in Colorado. So I was one of Colorado's best and brightest interns, and that was a mentoring program with the state of Colorado in the School of Public Affairs in Denver. And that was a mentoring program. It was a competitive internship, so I applied. And each community submitted a work plan for an internship. And then you submit your resume, and the city manager or administrator or county manager, picks the candidates that they want to interview. In this way, in Colorado, for the rural towns on the eastern plains and then the rural towns in the high country to generate the next generation of managers in Colorado. And so it's been a really successful program. It's been going on for quite some time in Colorado.
Yeah. Well, and obviously business atmospheres are different in each state. And this Illinois poses its share of challenges, as you have seen being here and living here. Talk a little bit, first off, let's talk about the chamber in Monmouth and your interest in that. I know part of it was coming back to the area, but and then being in the rural area. Kind of talk about, I guess, first off, the mission.
Yeah, so my interest in the chamber actually started last summer. So I approached the city administrator of Monmouth about doing a capstone project for my public administration degree, which they kind of presented a chamber project, which was for them to see if there was a private-public partnership that the city and the chamber could do to do economic development, because that's a void that the city has right now currently. They 2017, they haven't had a director of economic development. And so I kind of put this project together with my professor and kind of moved that forward. And so as part of this, I've been researching. I started with 20 communities in the bi-state region, and I down to 13, reviewing job descriptions for both chamber executive directors and directors of economic development at the city, nonprofit, or county level that do economic development for cities, and then kind of blending a new position that encompasses both of those into one professional role. So that's kind of how I got involved in Monmouth, and then this position came up, and I thought, well, I haven't ran a chamber, but I have a lot of background in local government and nonprofit work, and I chaired a nonprofit in Colorado, and so I put my resume in and interviewed and was offered the job, and I'm glad to be there.
Well, and it's really interesting because you were able to get a lot of background about the community with your project that you worked on. So you kind of knew what you were getting into in a lot of ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
David Wise is the new executive director of the Monmouth Area Chamber of Commerce. Well, let's talk about the chamber itself and kind of the mission and goals.
So as I kind of told the board when I interviewed that I'm probably not going to be a traditional chamber executive director because just of my background in historic preservation, well, that's an economic development tool that could be used and not being utilized. Planning, so I come kind of wearing a planner's hat. I'm looking at a community and then the public administration side policy that would be effective in economic development and moving, you know, downtowns and community forward. So my mission for the chamber is to add value for our members than just to say, hey, here's our yearly directory. How can we do more education, outreach to our members and even non-members and get them involved? Because it takes more than one person doing stuff to move a community forward. And there's great momentum in Monmouth right now with the city, county, and MOVE organizations and other people that are working towards improving the local economy in Monmouth.
You know, with your historic preservation background, of course, you know, everybody knows about Wyatt Earp and the connection to Monmouth. I think somewhere there's got to be a Tyler Gum plaque, Tyler, a Monmouth College alum. I mean, have you worked on that at all yourself? Have you talked to him about doing anything for you?
Just said, please leave. So.
So, David, if we could work on that, something for Tyler. Okay. He's so well known.
Yeah, the plaque says Tyler was supposed to attend class here.
There you go. No, and that's a really cool thing also for you because a lot of history in that community as well that you see.
Yeah. So heritage tourism is a big thing for me. So for my planning, even though it wasn't a tourism line for the planning masters, I really specialized in tourism as best I could and did independent projects and that. So like in Turkey, I did the sustainable tourism in Turkey for a month and a half, where we redesigned a city's harbor, part of their harbor community, to make that more sustainable and get the seasonal population more involved in the community overall.
David Wise is the new executive director of the Monmouth Area Chamber of Commerce, joining us here this morning on Galesburg's Morning News. Talk a little bit, I guess, about the future. I mean, you know, as I mentioned, we talked with Pam Gaither yesterday from the executive director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. A lot of events that normally happen that chambers, including yours, get involved in. Got to be some creativity. Those are getting changed or postponed or doing them just in completely different ways. So there's, I guess, challenges right off the bat when it comes to those type of things.
Yeah. So the chamber had a lot of events on their on the books for this year that got canceled due to COVID. The board, prior to my arrival, approved Christmas on the Square, which is the third year that the chamber has put on this event. So that's scheduled for December 4th, 5 to 8:30. And so on day two, I started putting the event together after organizing my office on the first day. And so the theme for our Christmas on the Square this year is reindeer games. And so I'm bringing in a live reindeer.
Oh, cool.
That will be in front of the chamber, and we'll have a sleigh for a photo opportunity. So the reindeer is going to collect letters for the boys and girls to bring back to Santa, and then this year, and then we're going to have like a reindeer downtown dash. So it's kind of like Elf on the Shelf. So we have little reindeers that will have 9 participating businesses hive in their business, and we have a punch card that we're selling for $5. And then you can pick that up at the chamber the night of the event, or can purchase before, and then take that punch card around. And if you stop at the Rudolph stop, then find it and punch it, and then bring that back to the chamber at the end of the evening. And we have a grand prize weekend getaway in the Quad Cities at the Hilton Garden. I have some figgy art tickets. We have circuit tickets for children, so it's for a family of 4. And just some other activities in the Quad Cities for that. And then we'll have a hot cocoa tasting. So if somebody wants to do a fancy hot chocolate, we have that. And then we have a silent auction in the back half of our chamber office. And then we'll have caroling and then horse-drawn carriages also. And then another thing that adding is we're having Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer play outside from 5 to 8:30 on a loop. So it's going to be indoor-outdoor, and we're going to follow social distancing guidelines as best, you know, recommend, even if you're out in the public, you know, because it could be a large crowd.
Right.
And that. So I'm very excited to put on my first event and right out of the gate, and so I'm excited to do something different for Christmas on the Square this year.
David Wise, the new executive director of the Galesburg, or excuse me, the Monmouth Area Chamber of Commerce. So with all your diverse background, had event planning like that been part of what you've done in the past?
So working as a Main Street Commissioner in Moline, we put on, okay, you know, events in downtown Moline. And then in Colorado, I did an intern, state internship with the Main Street program. And then in Walsenburg, where I was a city assistant administrator, I chaired the nonprofit, which ran a movie theater. And so we put on Brouhaha, which was a stand-up comedian, and we had six microbreweries from across Colorado give to our event, okay, to raise money for our new projector and neon.
So it's nothing new then, but day one, get the office organized. Day two, start working on the first event. That's pretty tough going, but it sounds like you came up with a really, really great event that you're going to do. Let's talk a little bit more about the future of Monmouth and the Chamber's involvement. Kind of what are you looking for over, you know, maybe a vision over the next year or next 5 years?
So as I said, that the next year is really trying to get more businesses involved in the Chamber to see the value, so doing more educational. So I'd like to do a small business summit starting in January, where businesses will come into the Chamber and I can really get more one-on-one and get more people working together on the same page, you know, for economic development and the betterment of you know, the whole Monmouth community, and them. So,
yeah, and obviously challenging times now with what's going on with the state with restaurants and bars, and I guess just you know, showing your support however you can to those businesses.
Yeah, so and that's, you know, trying to come up with new creative events that pull people in from outside the Monmouth and Galesburg area. To bring in those dollars from outside the community to help, you know, diversify our economy. And
yeah. And the tough thing for us in this part of the state that we're so close, you know, to the Quad Cities and, of course, Monmouth even here so close to Burlington that makes it even a little bit tougher on some of those businesses. When it's like, okay, for the people that's like, okay, I can go do this over there. I can't do it here. I'm going to go there. And you obviously want to keep those dollars in your own community or your area.
Yeah, I would use kind of Galena as an example for that. You know, that has been a traditional Chicago weekend getaway. Galena has changed several times from an antique mecca when I used to go there every weekend in the 90s. And but now it's really changed to just regular retail stores that those Chicagoans and suburbanites can get that in the Chicago market, but they choose to go to Galena. You know, a 3.5-hour car drive. You know, to go to Galena, and so. What they're experiencing in Galena is their built environment, their historic built environment, and obviously there's, you know, the Galena territory and Grant's house and a lot of history. So, you know, Monmouth can capitalize on that to a smaller degree to, you know, attract those type of people to their area.
So, absolutely.
So that's kind of my vision. This is what when I was in the hiring committee, that's kind of what I put out there.
David Wise is the new executive director of the Monmouth Area Chamber of Commerce. David, anything else we need to know? Anything that coming up or events or anything?
Just Christmas on the Square. Yep. So please, you know, contact the chamber, you know, for event details and the punch card. So, but thank you for the time today.
David, thanks so much and welcome to the community.
Thank you.